Hi, this is Hazel. Have you checked out my OnlyFans yet? OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.
Warning, this podcast contains material of an adult nature.
We talk a lot about sex.
It contains explicit content.
About sex.
Explicit language.
About dirty sex.
Explicit situations.
That involve me having sex.
It is intended for adults only.
That may want to have sex with me.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. I don't know. You're not supposed to say one. Welcome to the Swing Pod with Rocky and Hazel. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Hazel, and we're so glad you're here.
You smiled at me. Is that because I actually did it right this time?
Yes. I was excited.
We gotta change. Gotta change
what we don't have to change. People come to our podcast for consistency.
Is that why?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I 100% agree with that.
Well, that's too bad.
But we do have some consistent, I can't even say it, consistent things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Okay.
We've been a little bit more active than we were last month, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
So you want to talk about this past weekend, Ms. Hazel?
Yes, what about it? What do you want to know?
You had a little visitor, didn't you?
I didn't have a little visitor. I had a very large visitor. Yes, the Irishman came down to visit.
He did come, too.
He came down to visit. Yes, he did.
So what do you want to... You want to talk about all of the dirty deeds?
All the dirty deeds. Well, first, I mean, the sweetest thing that he did was when I got home from work on Friday, he was already here. And the two of you were chatting or whatever, but he had brought me flowers, which he does that just about every time I see him. And it's very sweet. I like that.
Your face lit up when you walked in.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what's the important things for me is when you have a big smile on your face. I'm a happy guy.
I think I can speak for pretty much all women that just because flowers are just nice. They're very nice. So, yeah. So that was nice. And then we just kind of chatted for a little bit. And not long, though.
No, not too long.
We had the heater on in the pool. So he and I decided to get into the pool. And we messed around a little bit, made out. What is that, first base?
I think he did more than that.
Well, I was getting to that. Oh, okay. I was ramping up to it.
Gotcha. Yeah, first base.
Yeah, so we were at first base and then kind of went to second base and tried to do third base, but the water just wasn't very lubricating. So
You tried to do the home run.
Oh, was that the home run? What's third base?
Fingering.
Oh, no, he did that. Ding, ding, ding. He did that. So home run. Yeah, he didn't get a home run in the pool because... I just wasn't very lubricated, apparently, and the water was not helping.
He tried a few times, though.
He tried.
In a few different angles.
Yes.
He tried bending you over.
Mm-hmm.
He tried lifting you up,
which
I know you like.
I do like that. Which, I mean, it's pretty easy to lift me up in the water.
No, still.
Yeah. So, I like that.
He was manhandling you a little bit.
I do like to be manhandled, to an extent. Yeah, so then we had the guest house. Well, you had the guest house all set up. Would you like to tell our audience what you did to the guest bedroom?
Well, let's see. I basically set it up as a little shop of sex.
Not whores.
No, not whores. Whores.
Whores, yeah.
Little house of whores.
The little house of whores.
I actually... lightly tacked in nails so I could just pull them out.
I was really surprised you did that.
Yeah, because I don't like doing
You don't like holes in the walls?
Not at all.
No. So I was really surprised when I walked up there and all of our floggers and hand toys were hanging from the wall. I think you literally had every sex toy we had laid out on a couple different tables or up on the wall. You had the fucking machine out, which I don't think we played with the whole weekend.
We didn't. Of course, you didn't need it.
I didn't need it. Yeah, exactly.
I had the wall was covered with all of that paraphernalia.
We'll call it that.
And the sex wing was put up.
Yeah, we didn't even do anything in that.
We didn't do the Liberator couch.
Or the Liberator couch. No, we just played on the bed and then...
You got pretty busy right away.
Yeah, we got pretty busy. I mean, it had been, we generally go, 2 months in between seeing him? So it had been 2 months and I think we were both excited to see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, and you were wearing, you want to tell what you're wearing?
So I had the whole weekend planned out. I had little outfits that I was going to put on. I was going to do a little runway show for the guys, which didn't happen. But what I did put on was I have an orange, almost like a neon orange silky dress that kind of looks like some of my other favorite dresses. It's the same shape, but...
The cleavage part hangs way down
to my navel.
And the skirt part is way up.
Yeah, the skirt part is way up, but the back part goes all the way down to just like the small of my back, too. So not a lot of material, but it was enough.
Yeah, don't want to wear that one in the winter.
No. I would think that would be a little chilly.
And probably might not want to play... strip poker with it either.
Yeah. One thing, I'm done. I either win or lose. It depends on how you look at it. Yep.
Game's going to be over pretty quick.
Yeah, it is.
And then the other thing that you wore, you remember?
Did I wear something else? Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
You wore my favorite.
Oh, yes. Rocky's favorite dress of all time is this blue, kind of a blue-teal color dress that... it actually goes up around my neck. It almost looks like a turtleneck, except for the shoulders and arms are bare. And then it in the back, it has like a draping below my the small of my back. And then the skirt itself is just barely covering my tush.
Yes.
Yeah. Love that's your that favorite. So I did put that one on. I forgot about that.
Even though there's no cleavage on it, it's a very lightweight dress.
You can see everything.
You can see everything.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And since my nipples are pierced, I mean, they...
pop.
They pop.
Yeah. I need to... I haven't put much on our Facebook page or anything like that. I need to put...
you say that every podcast episode.
Well, we need to talk about our last podcast, too.
Yes.
While we're at it. Because that was supposed to be a two-part podcast. And you guys missed all kinds of stuff on the second part. The problem was we weren't recording on the second half.
It ran out of space and just stopped recording, but it didn't show us that it stopped recording. So we just kept talking for like another hour.
If I was going to give any kind of feedback on my Zoom L8 live track recorder, it would be to have an audible noise when the disc runs out of space.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love it because it's pretty easy to use. And
yeah. So this one, you actually went in and cleared out the SD card to make sure that we had plenty of space. So unfortunately, that's what happened with our last one.
Yeah, it'll record 20 podcasts plus, and I'm always afraid of deleting the files just in case we need them for something.
Yeah, but don't you download those?
Well, I do when I edit the podcast. It's almost like I'm a digital hoarder.
Digital whore?
That too.
Oh, hoarder.
Hoarder.
Got it.
Yeah, you know, part of the reason why we've got an 8 terabyte hard drive that has about 6 terabytes of stuff on it.
You're a hoarder.
I am, like I said. Yeah, I'm always a little leery about getting rid of anything. So
yeah, but once you edit them and everything, you have everything. You can go ahead and get rid of the original file.
It's history.
You got the history. It's already saved. Anywho, but yeah, that's what happened last time. So our apologies on that.
Where yeah, we talked about all kinds. Talked about all kinds of good stuff.
We really did.
Talked about our pool party, and yeah. we'll talk about that again.
Yeah.
In a little bit, but you still got a lot more stuff to talk about. What I you did with the Irishman.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, the second night, where did we go?
Well, the second night we went out to dinner. To one of our favorite places to go. A really nice place. It's a really cool historical building, but the food is amazing. So we went out to eat, and then we came back here.
Yeah, I think when you develop some, call it relationships, for lack of a better term, you know, you can go beyond just sex.
Yeah.
And that's nice for...
Well, the last time he came, I think we even went to the racetrack and checked that out. Yeah, I mean, he's part of our family. He's one of our very good friends with benefits. So it is nice that we can spend, you know, not just sex time, but as a friend to just hang out. And that's what we did most of the day Saturday. I mean, we were all exhausted because, of course, we went into the wee hours. But
again,
watched a couple of shows, movies or something. I don't know. I think you and I ended up taking a nap.
Several hours.
Yeah. And then the Irishman took a picture of us taking a nap and sent it to us. That was nice. He's like, what the heck? I drove all the way here for this.
I think both of our mouths were open.
Oh, yeah. We were catching flies. No. We were exhausted.
That means you had a good night, though.
Yes, it does.
So the first night you got a little freaky.
I did get freaky?
Yes.
Oh, what'd I do?
Yes, you did. Well, what kind of sex did you have?
Oh, anal sex. That's not freaky.
It's not freaky. Well, not anymore.
I mean, yeah, all the way up until the point of him actually doing it the first time, it was like a big deal because we hadn't done that with him.
And we teased the podcast audience for how
long? Oh, forever.
Probably
yeah.
over a year.
Yeah.
On whether or not that was going to happen.
And now it's just like
part of the game.
He's texting me before he gets here. I'm gonna fuck your ass this weekend. I'm like, bring it if you think you can. So he brought it.
And one of the first pictures I took, actually it was off of a little video, was him bending you over and spreading your ass.
Yeah.
It's a really nice picture.
That's a hot picture, actually.
I need to give that one to you, put on OnlyFans, because...
Yeah. Can I put that on OnlyFans? I guess I can.
Well, yeah, you can put anything on OnlyFans.
I guess I can.
That's nice.
Well, if you are wanting to see my ass and my pussy all in one shot, check out my OnlyFans. I'll put it out there.
Well, what's cool about it is since you have your clit pierced...
Yeah, you can see the piercing.
And it's just a... I think it's a sexy-ass picture.
Yeah, it's a very good picture. I sent it to him after you sent it to me. He said, open wide. I said, yes, baby. So I just did that the Friday night. I didn't do that Saturday night. I thought we did it both nights. No?
No, you said it was off-limits.
Oh, I did tell you it was off-limits. I was a little sore.
Quitter.
I was a quitter. I felt bad for him because, I mean, I tapped out. I usually never tap out. And now I tapped out one other time before this past weekend. I mean, after 6 hours of sex, I finally tapped out. But usually I don't. But this weekend, I think I tapped out both nights.
It was still after it was still after 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, it was after several hours. But, you know, the old hip just doesn't want to stay spread open very long anymore.
If you were to highlight some of the things that you did sexually.
Sexually?
What were your favorite things that you did?
I mean, probably all my favorite things that I do every time. And I didn't remember this, but I guess I gave him a blowjob in the pool.
You did?
And the only reason I know that is because you sent me pictures.
Were you already a little inebriated?
I think I was. There was some alcohol involved, yes. And then, that's one of my favorite things to do. I like doing that. I love watching a man's face when I do that. It's exciting to me. It actually turns me on to know that I'm turning him on.
What kind of special, have you developed any techniques that you use? Or
I mean, I know what my techniques are, but I don't know what other women's technique, I don't know if it's something that other women don't do or whatever, but.
Well, what do you do? I mean, because... You're the best I've ever had, and I'm not saying that just because we're married. I'm saying it because it's true.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I don't know. I do a couple of different things. And like I said, I don't know if other women do this or not, but I like, especially on you, when I'm doing you, my favorite part of a man's anatomy is the mushroom top. I love the mushroom top. I like to wrap my lips around just that edge and just kind of suckle on it. I love doing that. That's mainly for me.
I love that word.
Suckle. But one of the other things that I do is after I get you good and hard and I take you all in my mouth, I'll keep it all the way in my mouth and then just kind of not necessarily bite, but kind of use my teeth, but with my lips wrapped around them and just kind of give it a little suction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It usually drives you wild.
It does.
Whenever I do it. So I'm assuming that works for you.
It works very
now, well. Now, as far as for the Irishman, I mean, again, the mushroom top, love that. I love, you know, twisting my hands whenever I'm giving him a blowjob and just suckling on the tip. And I like doing that too. Just putting my lips just right over the very tip of it and just kind of, I don't know, almost like I'm sucking through a straw, but not hard, but just enough suction. And of course, playing with the balls. And, you know, I just like to be very enveloped in it.
I love when you look in the eyes.
Yeah.
I sent a picture like that too, where you were looking up at him.
Yeah, I do like that.
You have this very submissive look when you're doing it. That is combined with, what's the word I want? A little devilish look.
Like you like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how mm-hmm. you look. You never telegraph, don't come. Mm-mm. You're always like, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop until you tap me out. Yeah. And even then, I may not stop completely. Like, especially, it's hard to get him to come that way just because he likes coming in other ways. But you love coming like that. So I'll just keep going at it, even after you come, until finally you're just like, okay. Like, you can't handle it anymore.
It does get to a point, I can't even describe the feeling, but it's just like, okay, you got to stop because it's just driving me crazy.
I like that part.
Yeah.
That makes me feel very satisfied.
Well, you do it.
Like I've accomplished something.
Well, you do it very well. If you were to give advice to anyone about giving a blowjob, what would that be?
Get outside of your own head. Because I think a lot of women, and I know for a fact that I used to be like this, putting your mouth on a man's cock is, to me, back then, was an invitation for them to just come in your mouth. And I was like so against that. Like, don't do it. So I would say, don't be afraid. Half the time, I don't think I've ever had a guy come so hard that it like gagged me. Except you one time, whenever we were 69 and you came, it must have been the angle that it just hit it. But, you know, normal blowjob, usually I'm on my knees, a guy's standing, or he's laying down, I'm on my knees. Either way, I feel like I can control it better. And one of the things that I do is my mouth just tends to salivate whenever I do that. I try not to swallow that. I try to keep that moisture in my mouth so that whenever they do come and then I swallow, all it is to me is my saliva. So I never taste anything. Maybe try those couple of tricks. It's always helped me. Now it doesn't bother me at all, but those were the things that I probably did to help myself out back then.
As an observer, it doesn't look like the taste bothers you much because mm-mm. I've seen what you do after somebody comes someplace mm-hmm. else, and mm-hmm. you will typically be a very good girl and clean that up mm-hmm. with your mouth and your fingers sometimes.
I believe I did that this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I'm a very good girl.
A couple of times, because him and I came in succession.
That's right.
Probably about 10 minutes apart.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Yes, it was.
So Hazel straddled the Irishman, and he...
I love that. That's probably my favorite position with him.
It's a really sexy position because you put your hands, when you're getting ready to come, like you'll sit up,
mm-hmm.
and you'll put your hands almost like you're giving CPR.
Yeah, on his chest.
Yeah. And you'll start just...
gyrating.
Yeah, that's the word.
Grinding.
Gyrating or grinding on...
Right.
kind of using your hips, right. And next thing you know, Hazel explodes.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that.
And that sometimes makes her sexual partner of the moment explode as well.
Of the moment. Flavor of the moment.
That's right.
Yeah, I love being on top just for the feeling of it. But if I'm leaning down and kissing, it's not rubbing the way that I need it to rub in order for me to come. So if I'm feeling like I'm getting ready, I will sit up so that it rubs the way that I need it to.
That's when he came, when you were kissing. Mm-hmm. So
I know.
That was pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Is that your bag of tricks for blowjobs, or was there any other thing?
I think so, unless I'm forgetting something.
No, I can't think of anything that you're forgetting. I mean, like you said, you do a good, really good at playing with the balls and mm-hmm. paying attention to the shaft, which is the most important part mm-hmm. if somebody's going to come.
Right.
But it is so sexy when you do your magic tricks with the head.
My magic tricks. Well, one of the other things I do is, like I said earlier, I like to put my whole hand around the shaft and just kind of twist, you know, not hard, just usually there's so much saliva that it just kind of twists automatically. But, and then I'll put the head of your cock as I'm twisting and just sucking on the head of the cock at the same time.
Didn't he give you like a tip down
there? He did.
What was, I can't remember. We probably.
So his is not so much the whole hand, but using like three fingers on top and then your thumb on the bottom of the shaft and then just going up and down like that. Not necessarily twisting, but just going up and down and not fast, but just in a rhythmic motion.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I just go back to what I like to do. So.
It's just as important for you to have fun as well.
Right.
That's
And he likes to come inside anyway, so it doesn't really.
Well, that's what makes the way that you give a blowjob so sexy, is how much you look like you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I have a good time. Half the time, I mean, if it weren't for the anatomy that I'm playing with, it could have been just anybody.
We literally didn't, I don't think we used any of the toys.
I don't think any. Well, I think we did use some butt plugs or something.
No. Didn't.
I thought you did. The little black one? No.
Nope. Did not use it.
I thought you tried.
Nope. Did not try it.
Oh. Well, we were talking about that, the Irishman and I, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that we used some butt plugs. I'm like, well, I don't know. That, you guys are behind me, so I don't know what you're doing back there.
No, we didn't. But
I mean,
like
you had them all laid out, too.
But like you said, it had been a minute since you saw each other, so.
Right.
You just got down and dirty.
We got down and dirty. We didn't, like, play a whole lot. We went. Got right to business.
Right. Which is fun, too. Yeah, we hung out next day, like you said, watched some movies. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy doing those things, too, because when you hang out with somebody that, you know, is similar mm-hmm. to you in attitudes and all right. of that stuff, it's fun. It doesn't necessarily have to be about sex every single minute.
Right. I think he would have liked to have gotten into the pool a lot more, but it really wasn't hot enough this weekend. I mean, it wasn't cold, but it definitely wasn't hot either.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming. It's starting to cool down just a little bit.
Even in Alabama, it's coming.
Even in Alabama.
What else did we do?
So, we have talked on one of our past episodes that we did the Clone a Willy with the Irishman. And that one didn't turn out so great. Kind of looked a little deformed. The Irishman happens to be very thick, so the container that you have to do this in, he actually touches the sides on the inside, so it's hard to get the mold to form because, you know, he's touching. Anyway, so that one didn't turn out so well, so we decided to do another one. He once again touched the sides, so we'll see. We're waiting for it to set up. It's been a couple days. We'll see how that one turns out.
We're going to let it set up a little while longer.
Yeah.
Just to.
And this one actually has the balls on it, too. So that looked very painful when he was trying to pull that back off. And then there was an audible whenever he finally got it off there. It was a little sore afterwards.
Now, it comes with a vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this one had like a cord.
Right.
To like the on-off switch or whatever. I like the battery operated better. I don't want to have to be worrying about where that cord is.
Well, I made a slight modification to the potential dildo.
Yeah, so you made it so that it would work with our fucking machine.
Yeah, it's an attachment that I stuck inside the silicone, and it's a bendable attachment, too. So if it works...
Oh, really?
If it works, yeah, you'll be able to...
Why would I want to bend it?
It'll bend up like a little bit up or a little bit down.
He kind of curves a little bit anyway. So,
But it's there.
Well, it should be interesting. So our next episode, we'll be able to tell you whether or not it turned out.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's the second time that we've tried it. I don't think we're going to do it a third time. If this one doesn't turn out, then we give up.
Well, we would have to find a little bit wider tube.
Yeah, I think the tube needs to be bigger.
Because that is...
That's the problem.
That's the problem with him.
I mean, this thing, I can't even put my whole hand around it. Like, it's pretty wide. It's probably beer can wide, I would say.
Just about. Well, like, at the very minimum, one of those...
I think it's thicker than one of those seltzers.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah, it's pretty thick, and you can see where he touched right there. We'll see. We'll see how that turns out, but I'm excited. I hope it works. That'd be kind of cool, be able to attach that to the fucking machine.
Mm-hmm.
Send him a message and tell him, I'm fucking you right now. Can you tell? Do you feel it?
I love those kind of things that we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of foreplay that we do as a couple.
All right.
It keeps things, I think, very exciting, very fun. You know, we went out the last time he was here to a sex shop.
We did. And I forgot my ID. I couldn't go in with you guys.
which was funny because you look like a little puppy.
I was like pouting. I'm like, are you serious? You're not going to let me in.
I think the second time, though. I think
with us whenever we went the second time. Okay. It was just me and you. Okay. But I remembered to bring my ID that time. But the time that he went with us, I didn't have my ID.
Okay.
So I couldn't go into the fun part of the store.
Love taking you out. That's always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we talked about on the second half of the non-published podcast was we had a pool party a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we lucked out a lot because the group that showed up was every single person that
excellent
showed up was great.
So much fun.
Everyone got along.
For us not knowing most of the people that were there, it was really exciting that everybody got along. Like, everybody was mingling, and it was really nice. It was a great party. Probably the best party we've ever had, and we used to have them all the time.
That one deserves a bit of a shout-out to the Southern Gentleman, because...
Oh, yeah. He invited a lot of them.
He invited probably three or four
He invited couples. Two couples, and then two girls. And then one of the other girls that lives around here... We invited her, and then she asked if these other two couples could come. And then we had met one couple at a party before that, and we invited them. So it was a great mix of people.
Really was. Yeah. I mean, a lot of them played with each other.
It was a very sexy party because, like, not a lot of sex was going on during the party. But there was a lot of flirting and, you know, touchy-feely kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've got a day bed out there by the pool.
Yeah, the round one.
That people seem to make their rounds on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except me. I never got on that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It was occupied.
You were on there quite a bit.
A couple times.
With a couple different people, yeah.
I mean, it never seemed to be unoccupied, which is, well, that's why we bought that bed. It's a good place to hang out by the pool and get your freak on if you want to, or just hang out.
Or just hang out, yeah.
Which is what we did prior to the sexual activities.
The sexual activities.
This is where an unfortunate thing happened. And
yeah, very unfortunate.
You got a little, your stomach got upset.
Yes. Something happened that all of a sudden I was violently ill, like in the bathroom for a while.
Which sucked. We still soldiered on with the party, but...
I went to bed. There was no way I could play. My stomach was so upset. But you were able to play, and I think the Southern Gent was playing, that one couple that we had met at another party. They ended up staying for a little while, I understand. But yeah, you guys got to play. you got to play with the two girls that he had invited.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I wanted to play with them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just have to invite them again.
Yeah, one. Okay.
I get dibs first, though.
That's fine.
We'll tag you in.
Yeah, we'll call them. We'll call them A and B.
A and B. There you go.
Because
that's actually good. I didn't even think about that. I was like A and B.
Because that's actually their initials.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Super sweet. Very nice girls.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Smart. Good conversation. Again, the things that
did you have conversation?
Yeah, prior and
oh, after gotcha,
and
gotcha.
Next morning.
Gotcha.
But that's the things I like. Mm-hmm. It's
you like that connection, and I mean, not that I don't. But I like the sex.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's not to say that if I can't have a conversation with somebody, I'm probably not going to be interested in that part of it.
So. I mean, you like to be flirted with, too, I think.
To an extent. Sometimes it makes me very uncomfortable.
I've noticed that. But you've worked on that a lot.
I have. I've worked on myself a lot over the years.
Well, in that department, for sure. And it's...
It almost makes me shy.
I can tell you, I think, and the Irishman was even talking about it.
Talking about what?
This past weekend, about how getting some kind of connection is important for having sex.
Right.
And
he was specifically talking about like the no kissing rule that some couples we did when we first started in lifestyle eons ago. That was like our main rule was no kissing, but that went away after pretty quick.
Yeah, that lasted maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it didn't stick around because, like he said, I mean, the kissing is what kind of gets people revved up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what he was talking about, that connection.
Yeah, and he said there was a couple that reached out to him, and they told him that that was a rule. And
right.
He said, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. He said, I tell you what, when and if you ever get rid of that rule, I would love to meet up with you guys.
I totally get it.
I like that he knows what he wants. You know, and just like they know what they want.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, you know, honesty is the best policy.
Exactly.
Don't be
afraid to say, you know, these are our rules. Because as a couple, we have different things that we're comfortable with and maybe not so comfortable with yet. Just because we have somebody that wants to do that, that shouldn't break our rules.
Right.
You know?
I mean, don't force it.
Don't force it. Like if they say no kissing, I mean, no kissing.
Yeah, don't kiss.
I mean, you can kiss us.
Yeah.
We love to kiss.
And we have a podcast, so we tend to kiss and tell a lot.
Yeah, we do. But we don't say names. Real names, anyway.
Not real names. Our friends from Mississippi couldn't make it to the pool party. That was
a shame.
We
haven't seen them in a while, either.
Yeah. No, we have to.
Really love to go down and see them.
Yeah.
Or have them come up.
How many people did we have? It was at least a dozen, wasn't it?
Somewhere at least. I thought at one point I had counted and there was like 16 people.
Oh, really?
You know, including us.
And it was all over the board. There was even a couple that came that was brand new.
Lifestyle.
And they just observed, which is...
I thought that was awesome for them. I mean, that was the perfect setting for them to just observe, you know? I mean, they didn't stick around for long. I mean, they were there for maybe, 3 hours?
Yeah.
And before any of the after party started, they had already left. But, yeah, I thought that that was, again, that was one of, if not the best party we've ever had.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was her idea to get into the lifestyle, which again...
I didn't even get a chance to talk to them.
Which again goes with that 2 out of 3 trend that it seems to be the women that in some way, shape, or form introduce the lifestyle to the respective couples.
Right.
Which I just still find fascinating. I guess I don't find it.
I think it makes sense.
Really? Why is that?
Because of how men are and how women are. If a man were to say, hey, I would like to play with somebody else, that's immediately going to put a defense up. I think if a woman goes to a guy, I don't know that the defense would go up automatically or him thinking, oh, that means I'll get to play too. So it kind of evens it out a little bit.
We've said on the podcast many times before, when you first said that, I'm like, oh, cool, a bunch of girls.
Exactly. And then you thought, wait a minute.
Well, the way that you introduced it was perfect because you're like, as soon as I said that, you're like, no.
Oh, no. Au contraire.
You get to play
too. I get to play too.
that gave me a little bit of pause, not much, but a little bit of pause at the mm-hmm. time. When it works, it's the best thing ever.
Right.
When it works. And it doesn't work every single minute of what you're doing and how you're doing it, but it does give you the opportunity, no matter what, to grow as a couple,
mm-hmm.
To continue to communicate mm-hmm. with your partner. For me personally, it's sometimes even a bit of an opportunity to just shower you with my emotions and just continually tell you how much you mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no equal for me, not even close.
Well, and I think you even said that getting to or being able to play with other women only solidifies how you feel about me, because there's no comparison.
And I can't explain that feeling entirely, other than we've called what we do and what, for lack of a better term, allow each other to do a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And
also known as playing with fire.
Yeah, it's also playing with fire. But when I'm done, I just can't get enough of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this realization, wow, you know, you gave that to me, and it was fun, it was exciting, it touched a lot of my senses about newness, you mm-hmm. know, when, and that's the part I think that I enjoy about the lifestyle to a degree, is when you
get to experience first.
Yeah, you get to know somebody. For me, like when you go down on a girl, there's so many variations on mm-hmm. how they like it. I get to explore, figure it out. It's
right.
it's like a Rubik's Cube. That pussy's like a Rubik's Cube sometimes. But I do a relatively good job at figuring it out most of the time. So it's just really fun to do that, get to know somebody. My jokes are all new with them. You know, so.
Oh, she laughs at my jokes and doesn't look at me like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Another dad joke.
So that's, you know, for me, that is, again, stimulation of senses
mm-hmm.
where you're doing those first again.
Now, what about when you see me with another guy? Does it do the same thing for you, or does it do the opposite?
No, I would say it doesn't do the same thing. When I see you with another man, what drives the excitement for me is your face.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you've just got a, like I said, that devilish look
mm-hmm.
where you look at somebody and like you could just tell you excite the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're equally excited.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the feeling that I get to know that I gave that to you.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make you be all over me afterwards.
You know, it's not quite the same thing.
I would
thing.
Think that I mean, that would make you even more so be that way, like stealing me back.
Yeah, the reclamation part. I mean, we do that where, you know, we'll have sex and all that. But yeah, I think you're right. It is a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You know, I should spend more time thinking about how I reclaim, spending more time because, I don't know, I guess when you give a gift, and that's how I consider it. Maybe that's not the way you look at it, but that's the way that mm-hmm. I look at it. It's like, I gave this to you, and really enjoy how you, A, appreciate the gift
mm-hmm.
with your sexual activity.
Right.
And then how, you know, even the past couple of days, you've been really, really sweet to me, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's very, you're just showing your appreciation on the Irishman coming and all of that.
And I even text you and stuff, you know, I really appreciate thank you for letting him come down.
That makes me feel wonderful.
Because I do appreciate it. I mean, I don't want you to think that I'm just like, oh, well, whatever.
And I think that's what I'm doing with you is when I went all over, I mean, I can't get enough of you. And mm-hmm. it's because I think there's a part of that, wow, you know, I'm really going to show. It's just a good reminder to show how much I appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's things that arguably are stuff that you ought to be doing every day, sometimes those reminders aren't bad when you realize that how happy your partner wants to make you.
Mm-hmm.
And you try very hard to make and keep me happy. And I know that. That's what makes me just want to, like I said, it's just a good reminder, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
When I give you that gift, you give a gift. Generally speaking, you try to give it unconditionally. It's a gift.
Right. But it sure is nice to know that they appreciate it.
That's what I'm trying to say. And so I love that. I've been loving all the texts that you sent me. I love when you say thank you for letting me have my boyfriend down. That just makes me feel on top of the world. So while I don't maybe express it exactly the same physically as I do when I get the gift, I guess the emotional part of it's still very high. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you've said in the past, he does some things that you're like, oh, I better step up my game. So that's what I was trying to get out of you. Do you feel that way whenever he comes down? Like, I know the flowers things, that always makes you think, oh, I should have bought her flowers. But even the sex part of it, does that do anything for you in that way?
As far as arousing, how it arouses me?
Or? No, like, does he do anything and then you see my face and you're like, I should probably do that more often with her. You know what I mean?
I don't really look at it that way.
Okay. Well, I was just curious.
I mean, we're different people. And
well, I mean, I don't look at it like that with you, know, you and
he's
other
got a,
women.
You know, he's got a beer can for a cup. But I don't. So,
that doesn't
so there
matter.
Are certain there are certain things that I don't think I can do. But my point is that I'm appreciating more the art of it.
Okay.
You know, it's live porn.
Right.
And not only is it live porn, it's with the only porn star I have watched in the last 6 years. Other than when we
6 years.
Other than when we've thrown some stuff on the TV while we were having sex. But watching any other porn.
So what about the other 4 years? I wasn't your favorite porn star then?
Well, whatever. When we started making those videos, I pretty much
started making those videos pretty much beginning.
All right. Well, since the beginning,
gotcha.
I have, once I got a couple of videos that that got that train rolling,
right.
I've not watched, I'm not going to say I've never watched it, but I've not, if I was to count in 10 years, probably 10 times I've been able to come watching another porn. And the last time, I can't even remember. But,
well, and even those times you told me that you were like superimposing my face on them.
Yes, like
right.
There was a blow bang with
right.
And a
your favorite
bang
one, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. I still know where those are, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I
do. Do you really?
Do you really? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know if what I said make any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And I mean, but these are the things that I enjoy talking about because I learn more about you, what's in your head whenever I do things with the Irishman. You know what I mean?
I am enveloped with your happiness, with your arousal.
But you like to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You like to watch it.
Yeah, I do like to be there.
So, like the party, I wasn't there. I didn't get to watch it. So, that was a disappointment only because I enjoy watching as well.
And
I could have been videoing. We could have had all kinds of freaking video from that night.
Yeah. And it's a big turn on for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's part of our sex talk.
Exactly.
A lot of times,
yeah.
You know, one of our go-tos is where you're sitting in the chair in our living or in our bedroom, watching me do all kinds of dirty things to a girl.
Right, but that's yours because I want to join in also.
Yes.
I mean, you don't just sit on a chair and just watch. You join in as well.
No, but I'm just saying that's you know, when I'm talking dirty to you,
right.
that's where I'll start.
Right.
And usually you get there before I even
right.
get you to join in.
Exactly.
You're like, oh.
That's because I have a very good imagination. And a lot of times I'm picturing something other than what you're actually saying. Like if I'm involved doing something.
Well, you need to.
Or whispering dirty things in your ear.
You do not like talking during sex, I can tell you that.
I really don't. It's not that I don't like it. It's that I'm concentrating so hard.
It's so funny because now the Irishman does this.
Oh, I know.
Too.
Both of you. You're like, say it. Say it.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I want. Just do it.
And when you start to come, we'll,
yeah.
one or both of us will say, say you're coming. Say
I know.
It.
That's so hard for me.
And it's
I'm
like
busy.
It's like this break where you'll like you're in the middle of an orgasm. You're like, I'm coming.
Yes.
So, but hearing you talk during sex.
Mm-hmm.
One of
now, I do talk during sex. It's the telling you guys when I'm coming.
Right.
That's the hard part for me. But during sex, I'll say, fuck my ass, you know, spread my ass or whatever. whatever one of you is doing, I'm dictating to you what I want you to do.
Oh, that is very fun too.
Yeah. So I do talk during sex. It's just when I'm coming is I'm concentrating. You guys interrupt my concentration.
Gotcha. Was there anything else we want to talk about? I thought that was one other thing. Oh, you had a little injury during the sexual escapades. You want to tell everyone about your little injury?
Oh, are you talking about my elbow?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I don't know how it happened, but somehow I got some kind of a rug burn right on my elbow, and it's very sore. I had to put a Band-Aid on it.
Which is called what?
So here's a question for the audience, and I want you to send us an email or send us a message on Twitter or whatever, but when you lay your arm flat and there's skin that hangs down from your elbow, do you know the name of that?
And I'll tell you, sweeten the pot.
Well, yeah.
Anybody that sends us even a guess, I'll send a couple of the pictures from this past week.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So we'll give you a little incentive because it's irritated me to no end.
We were literally on a break. It had to have been, I don't even know what time it was. And we ended up calling all of our kids because I had said, ow, you're hurting my whatever it's called. And Rocky was like, you're what? What are you talking about? I had to explain to him what that was. And he's like, that's not a real word. I'm like, yes, it is. So then I told him to start calling the kids. And every single one of them knew the answer.
Yep. One in Hawaii, one in Missouri, two in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
All of them knew. Yep. And then the next day, I think we were talking to my brother.
Yeah, he knew too.
And he knew the answer also. So if you know the answer, it's the skin that hangs down from your elbow. There is a word for that.
And I'll be disgusted to send you pictures for sending.
So if you want Hazel to win, then send the name of what that's called.
There you go. That's a good way to end the show.
Yes.
I've had such a great time with you. We've got Hedo coming up.
We do have Hedo coming up.
Just in a few weeks.
Yes.
You might be down for the count for a little while.
I will be. I'm going to be having my hip replaced. Hopefully the week after we get back from Hedo.
So apparently there is a number of repetitions a hip can make before it wears out.
Correct. So
that's probably a 6 week recovery.
6 to 8 weeks.
So the good news is that Hazel can help me out with some of this social media stuff. And
yes,
we've been horrible with Twitter.
Both of us. Yeah, we've been awful about it. We apologize for it. There's just been a lot going on. Life happens, unfortunately. So
hey, all we have to do is get big enough to have the podcast start making money, and we'll start doing it daily.
Yeah, no doubt. That would be awesome.
We're approaching 100,000 downloads, which I think is pretty darn good for the time that we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a niche, you know,
right,
type of podcast. I love doing it with you. Mm-hmm. It's
good therapy.
It is good therapy. And
keeps us communicating.
And it kind of gives us a bit of a historical reference to everything that we've done.
That is true.
How we've grown together.
How we've evolved.
And evolved, mm-hmm, and hopefully we'll continue to. It seems like every time we evolve a little bit, I fall in love with you all over again and even a little deeper.
Aw, I love you, baby.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Thanks for listening in. Again, if you know the name of the skin that hangs down from your elbow, please send us an email at rockyandhazel@yahoo.com. Or you can send us a message on Twitter, which is HazelDivine15. Or if you're following our OnlyFans account, it's onlyfans.com/Hazel the Hot Wife.
Or Facebook.
Swing Pod with Rocky and Hazel.
All right, sweetheart. Well, we'll wrap this one up and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Now head on over to OnlyFans and check me out. OnlyFans.com/Hazel the Hot Wife.